to wake you up.
I mean, copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
We are doing really well.
You, on the other hand, seem a bit on the ill side.
So I went to Coles yesterday afternoon. I really just felt like a hot chook roll.
Oh, yes, with a bit of coleslaw or something.
Yeah, mayo.
Yeah, nice.
Tomato, you know. Anyway, I get it home. It was one on special.
Yeah.
There was like one left.
Classic, right?
It was like $8.50. I thought, oh, what a bargain. This is usually the $14 one.
Yeah.
So I took it home. I had it. I felt off all afternoon. I am so sick today. I think I've got food poisoning.
No good.
It is awful.
Normally as well, you give some of that chook to Harry. Is he okay?
Yeah, he seems fine.
Okay.
All cats this morning. They have, like, strong guts, cats.
Yeah, because they eat just something that's been lying on the ground for ages.
Birds,
they're fine.
And the like.
Yeah, we're not designed to do that.
Anyway, look, I wasn't going to come, but I thought I'd better come to work. I don't want the boss after me.
Fair enough.
Well, you're doing well. We're
behind you.
Thanks.
Jess, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
No funny chook for you?
No funny chook for me.
Yeah.
Coles Market Town, you can... Do you know what? Don't sell chicken if it's no good.
Don't buy the on-sale chicken.
Yeah, but it they shouldn't sell it if it's not edible.
Hey, well, that's definitely true.
Yeah, it's fair.
Would you ever buy an on-sale chook, Jess?
No.
This is the risk
you take. It could make you sick.
I used to do it all the time when I worked at Coles. Like, by the time I finished work at 9 o'clock, they were down to, like, $4. So I used to grab them all the time.
See, I wouldn't believe it could be bad.
Jess, I know you're, like, in high-up management here, but the rest of us are on uni budgets, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Lol.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. I am doing better than you, I think.
There's a man that would never buy an on-sale chook.
Do you know what? I've never had, touch wood, I've never had food poisoning in my life.
Oh, you're lucky.
So I am so careful. I will not even eat people's food that cook. That's white Meg. Sorry, it's not about you cooking. It's just I've never had food poisoning. I even gave up a 28-day trek in Bali because I didn't want Bali belly. I can't deal with stomach sicknesses.
Do you know what? Honestly, I've told bosses of past that I've had food poisoning many times in my life.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, this is probably the first time
it's been real. First time for you.
Oh, that curry. Oh.
Got you.
Oh, got me again.
Sure didn't.
Hey, let's kick off the show. Lads versus Lasses up next. We are tied, which is great. 27 apiece. On offer today for the winner, we have tickets to Blanc de Blanc Encore, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it is great.
At the Spiegel Tent.
Yeah.
Back.
Oh,
the ads
look
so good on TV.
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, if you want to play, we need one guy, one girl, 131009. We'll take your calls after.
The Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, we have some girl-based questions for the lads and some boy-based questions for the ladies. Your job is to get as many right as possible. And these tickets to Blanc are happening. The Spiegel Tent, Civic Park, 31st of March through 1st of May. You can grab your tickets now if you want to buy them yourself, eventbrite.com.au. I love a good Spiegel Tent today.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? It's like it's sort of like a cabaret type thing, would you say, describe it as, but a bit modernized?
Yeah, like sexy circus performance.
Mm, exactly.
I've never actually been.
Oh, you
ever?
Well, you're not making it to this one, are you? Because you've got something else on.
Oh, it's on for like what?
It's on for a while. Yeah,
I was kicked out of a Spiegel Tent in Sydney once.
Well, yeah,
yeah, because we got like free champagne on arrival, and they thought I was booing, but I was actually wooing.
Woo girl, Maddie. Hey, should we meet our lad?
Let's go to Brett. Hello, how are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Keen to go to the Spiegel Tent?
No, I was actually going to gift my prize to the female.
Oh, you're very romantic.
Sweet.
That's very nice.
Pretty sure Brett's gay, guys.
Oh, but still.
Are you gay, Brett? You are, aren't you?
totally.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's get into your questions then. You might smash this. What would you find in the Ethan Thomas collection?
Ethan Thomas. Underwear?
No, it's hair care and like hair tools.
Oh, good guess, though.
All right, question two. What does the brand Clio sell? It's sold at Big W.
Beauty products?
Nah, shapewear and underwear and stockings and things like that. All right, question three.
This is shocking.
You know what? Blame the question writer.
Yeah,
that's what I
say.
Blame
the question writer. All right, question three. Which Australian singer is playing at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre next Friday?
She doesn't like to wear shoes.
Delta Goodrem.
There's a good clue.
One on the board, Brett. Thank
good
you.
Stuff. All right, time to meet Annie from West Walls then, 55 years of age and still playing hockey, but says her body is paying for it and needs a good night out. Good morning, Annie. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well, thank you, and yourself?
Very well, thanks. You need two for an instant win here, okay? You ready?
Yep.
What does the company Blackview make?
Blackview. I'm going to say clothing.
No, it's all the dash cams, reverse cams, all that sort of gear. All right, okay. Number two. What is a skid steer?
A skid steer. I'm going to say it's a steering device on maybe a skid car, like the race cars.
Good guess, not it. No, it's a little digger loader thing, like a bobcat or something. Yeah, all right. You need this for a tiebreaker, okay?
Okay, yep.
What does the brand DJI make? DJI.
Electronics.
I need more information. I'll give you a chance here. You need more information. What specifically do they make?
Music?
No. It's all the drones, the good drones.
Lads win.
Yeah.
But I think you get the tickets by the sounds of it. You get no points.
Let's get back to Brett and just make sure that is the
double
case.
Check.
Brett, you win. Are you giving any of your tickets?
Yeah, totally. I won a fuel voucher a couple of weeks ago, so.
Oh,
there
you're
you
sweet.
Go.
You're a nice guy.
Oh, you got the point. That's the main thing.
Exactly.
Right?
You're on the line with Brett Ennie. Would you like to thank him?
Thank you very, very much. You're a sweetheart.
Oh, how sweet is this?
There's good stuff out there in the world. Yeah. Good people in the world, aren't there?
Look at that. Making very people cute. Stay for a Wednesday.
Long to blog encore at the Spiegel 10 Civic Park, 31st of March through 1st of May. Grab your tickets now, eventbrite.com.au.
Hey, we love a good influencer story, don't we?
Oh, yes.
A Byron Bay influencer story, better.
All the best ones of all.
It's even better. Her name is Ruby Tuesday Matthews. Never heard of her
real
before
name,
in my life.
Yep.
She's gone onto Instagram and done an ask me anything kind of thing, and she's completely stuffed it up and made herself look like an absolute tool.
Oh, excellent.
Which
can't wait to hear about this.
Makes me very happy. Going to get into all the details next.
Why is there so much influencer hate with you two? Like, you didn't want a bar of Byron Bay's, like, all the influencers on there. Like, what's with the hatred? Oh,
it's not hatred. I just find it funny.
Something to do with my lack of Instagram followers. I don't know.
Well, maybe it is that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Putting it out there. I just find it funny. The Novos.
And this video is a beginner's guide to understanding and utilising Twitter.
You blocked me on Facebook. I don't give a
Yes, Ruby Tuesday Matthews, an influencer from Byron Bay. Now, she's got 233,000 followers.
Okay.
Now, she put up on her Instagram story a couple of days ago, it's been a while, let's catch up, asking for people to, you know, do like an ask me anything kind of thing.
Right.
And obviously, it was really just an opportunity for her to try and get some new brand associations, in my opinion, because apparently one of the questions was, what is your preferred brand of electronics that you have purchased for your new house? How do you decide? No one is asking that question.
Of course not.
Absolutely not.
How ridiculous.
You guys are such cynics. I know a lot of friends that are into their house tech.
Yeah,
and
do you?
Would ask that question.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
Like, in the era of the smart home, I feel like that's a valid question.
Yeah, okay, but then are you putting that on Instagram and then tagging all the businesses?
That's what they do. Why is it so shocking? She's shouting out brands.
Well, this is the thing, though. So what she did was, after she's done all this, she's put on Instagram, oh, my God, so many questions. And she's done a screenshot of so many questions. And then, because the thing is, when you reply to these questions on Instagram, it doesn't say who asked them, unless you do the screenshot of what she's done, and she's asked the questions herself.
Oh, all of them.
Not all of them, but the ones she's replied to specifically, she's written herself to herself.
Yeah. I mean, that that is just exactly what all influencer tat is.
Exactly. She's done that with the electronics and tag, like Samsung, LG, Panasonic, all that kind of stuff. She's asked another one, what type of furniture are you looking for the new house? She wrote that one as well.
I mean, awkward. Obviously, that's what happens with all influencers.
Wait, so how... Like, couldn't she be the only one that could see...
Well,
like,
what she's
done...
from the
back end of Instagram?
Yeah, but
she asked her own question?
Yeah, but she screenshotted it to go, oh, my God, so many questions to flex...
To show off.
...the see, fact I of see, the questions, yeah. And it's come up with her very own name. Right.
I love this. There's actually some Instagram accounts that specifically uncover influencer BS.
Yeah.
And it's always stuff like that.
Now, there was an excuse linked to this behavior because someone pointed it out, posted it on her Instagram. She's like, oh, I really wanted to reply to these, but the grammar wasn't great, so I had to rewrite them myself.
Oh, rubbish.
Absolute rubbish.
Yeah.
Look. You give us shit for flogging on Instagram influencers, but that is a bit much.
I mean, yeah, it's just blatant. It's just what it is.
She got busted, like, responding to her own Ask Me Anything.
On the other hand,
you know,
try
what?
And get a brand
you
association
guys work
out
in
of
radio.
It. Yeah.
I know other radio announcers in this city that just tag everything.
Yeah.
Like, they just live for free, essentially. Like, it happens.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Why not popular you do enough it? For that.
Haven't worked it out.
No. Speak for yourself.
What do you got for free there? Not roast chook.
I got four beers for free the other night.
Oh, exotic.
Did you go to gym, Meg?
Yeah, but I didn't tag anything on Instagram.
Yeah, you just took.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Just on the tape.
And what did I do? I gave him to Creebo because I don't drink.
I'm the real winner here.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're gonna be an influencer and do that kind of stuff, just don't
at least make a fake account.
Make a fake account. Good call.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good but different. Maddie, Meg, and Creebo to wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on.
Well, Maddie is a little bit MIA at the moment.
A little bit.
Possibly something to do with his not well cooked chook that he got yesterday. Feeling a bit, he's a bit crooked, out of the room right now. Anyway, let's talk about work perks because I saw this job ad yesterday.
Yeah.
Right, for an electrician. Now, it popped up in my newsfeed. Not really sure why, because I don't have any...
I was going to say, are you looking to become an electrician?
Absolutely not. I do not have any of the skills or qualifications, right? But I saw this ad, and it caught my eye because some of the perks were amazing.
Yeah.
So, on top of all the normal stuff, all the annual leave
annual
and stuff
leave,
like,
sick leave, blah, 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 blah.
Some of the perks included brand new iPod earbuds. They also gave you a weekend away for you and your partner every year.
So what if you're single, though? Like, do you get that by yourself?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
a voucher for dinner out with you and your partner once a week.
Once a week?
Once a week. They also had, like, all the gym and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
A free haircut.
Well, they want you to be very relaxed at this
like
job,
every
don't
month,
they?
Every month you got a free haircut. All of this amazing stuff.
Do you reckon they're cutting your wage to kind of subsidise all of this?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
They might be.
Maybe a little bit. But what I thought we could do up next is 13, 10, and 9. What is the best work perk you have ever had?
Okay. Right. I don't think I've really ever had a decent work perk, to be honest.
It can be anything at all, but...
What about the 5% discount card at Coles?
Well, that's pretty good.
That was all right.
That goes all right.
Yeah.
Probably looking for something a little bit better than that.
Yeah, possibly.
On offer today, you're in the draw for some Jess Mowboy tickets.
How good
is
that?
Got to double up for grabs.
Playing at Civic Theatre this Friday.
Exactly right. 13, 10 and 9. What is the best work perk you have ever had?
The Novos.
Hey, we're talking about great work perks this morning. After this job came up for electricians. They're looking for electricians, and the work perks were amazing. Free monthly haircut. You can go out for dinner with your partner. You get a voucher every month to take her out. You get a weekend away every year with your partner, all paid for. Brand new iPod earbuds. Just the list goes on and on.
It's ridiculous.
Just for working there.
Just for working there. Obviously, what's trying to get the best people.
Well, or there's something severely wrong with the role and yeah. They're just trying to buddy you up.
I don't know. I just think they're trying to get great people in the company. I had a friend who worked for this like software sales company in Sydney, and if you were like in the top 20% of the like performers, they took you to the Bahamas.
What?
For 2 weeks in 5-star accommodation, everything paid for.
That sounds like an MLM type perk.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
And everyone wanted to be in that. Like, worked really hard and wow. Yeah, did really good.
Did he ever make it?
Yeah, yeah. He went every year.
Wow. Oh my god.
Every year he worked there, he got it.
Wow.
And I was like, that is a good work perk.
I'm starting to think we're getting a bit gypped here. Like, let's be real.
What work perks do we have?
We get like some freebies and stuff.
Yeah, some freebies here and there.
Yeah, which is pretty good.
Like, not many. Compared to AirPods and trips to the Bahamas.
That's pretty good. The best I've had was a...
We got free headphones once.
That's right, we did.
Once.
Yeah, it was
a core
good.
Instrument of doing this job is headphones. You'd think they would be free.
You would think so, but you would be wrong. You would be wrong.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, Gabby, how are you?
Morning, guys.
Morning. What is the best work perk you've ever received?
Well, at the moment, I reckon having a work car has been pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, does that include some fuel allowance?
It's basically like getting me to and from work, but because I live about 50 minutes from work, that's been really handy. So they cover all of the fuel for that trip.
Wow. That's like worth about $1 squillion at the moment.
Yeah,
so you're basically a millionaire now.
Yeah.
Take your AirPods and shove them. I want the fuel card.
Exactly.
Is what you're trying to say. Oh, my God.
You could buy them every week with all that money.
Yeah. See, when I worked at Sanity, because I was, like, music-obsessed, we got, like, a 25 to 30% discount. That was the best thing.
That's pretty sweet.
That was good.
So, what, you were getting CD singles for $2?
$2. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, at the time I was working there as well, they started, like, to parlay into, like, the band merch.
Oh, that's right up your alley.
Yeah, so I was getting all that for ridiculously cheap. It was good.
Does Sanity sell now?
Must be only merch, right?
Yeah, I think it's DVDs still.
Oh.
People still buy DVDs. Yeah.
Big business.
I saw a Sanity,
big growing business.
I saw a Sanity the other day and I'm like, oh my God.
It still exists.
Does
it look a bit sad?
Do they even sell music now?
I think they CDs? Might. I didn't even walk past it. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to buy a CD. I don't need one.
Yeah.
A lot of them are selling records now.
Yes.
Oh, there's big money in that, so yeah. That's understood.
I can honestly say the last thing I bought music-wise was probably vinyl rather than a CD.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We've got so many here, don't we?
Yeah.
The radio station.
Yeah. And so we play all the songs off vinyl.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing, really.
Yeah.
We do have the turntables.
Yeah,
still.
I know. It's over there. That's how we play the songs.
What's the goss up next? Good morning,
Jackson. Good morning. The Will Smith saga continues, so we're going to have to chat about that. Also, to Katy Perry's wardrobe malfunction live on American Idol. I'll play the audio.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Yeah, producer Jackson is here with all of the latest celebrity goss. Now, of course, Will Smith versus Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about it. Can we all just agree now? that Chris Will Smith is a flog.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agreed before he did the whole slappy slappy at the Oscars.
Yeah,
I was slap a comedian.
I was the first one to the party. Oh, I'm ahead of my time.
Do you know what? Look at what Ricky Gervais has said about people over the years hosting these events.
Yeah.
Has anybody come and slapped him? No.
No.
And it sets a bad precedent as well, because you can't... comedy should be protected in a way.
Yeah.
Because it's just jokes.
Well, this is what Howard Stern has said. I'm going to play you some audio from his show. Hopefully I've censored it correctly. But he's basically said, yeah, you can't do that to people. And also, too, in America, you can't set the precedent of just... when people have guns... in America, do you know what I mean? If people are watching Will Smith just go up and also not be punished for what he's done, it's a weird sort of message to be sending. Take a listen to Howard Stern's.
Smacks him right in the mouth on TV. Now, the first thing I said to myself is, what the f*** going on? Is this a bit? Because where's security? This is a live television event. Not one person came out. Because he's Will Smith, this is how Trump gets away with shit. Will Smith and Trump are the same guy. He decided he's going to take matters into his own hands, you know, at a time when the world is at war. Bad timing, man. I mean, just, you know, calm your down.
Those comments came as Will Smith's mum spoken out and said that's the first time he's ever acted out like that. It's the first time I've ever seen it, which I find it hard to believe. And no, it's not, because there's videos of him slapping reporters on the red carpet.
Yeah, he slapped paparazzi.
Also, too, calls for him to be banned forever from the Oscars.
You know what? I agree.
Yeah. You know, you'd never get back into a nightclub if you got caught doing that.
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
There's a lot of chat about whether or not the Academy should take back the Oscar. I don't think they should take it back. There was a very good point going around yesterday, right? Because there's the growing calls for this to happen. Harvey Weinstein kept his Oscar.
Given what
they can't really
take
Will's. But you're right, Jackson. Never invite him to another event again.
No, let him have his cred. I mean, he did well in whatever movie it was.
That's fine.
The Serena sisters or whatever. Mm. But just get rid of him. What a flog.
Yeah,
totally. What a sad sack. Waste of space. Don't slap people.
No.
How ridiculous.
He's propped up his whole family as well. Like, he's you know, putting his son Jaden in movies with him and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yuck. Anyway, I don't want to talk about him anymore. Can we? I'm going to bench the Will Smith now, from now on in. Yeah. No more Will Smith. We're moving on to Katy Perry. She split her pants on live TV. Handled it like a champion. Like, you ever split your pants in front of people? It's not the most. Does it make you feel good, does it?
No.
No, it's not a great day.
Take a listen to how Katy handled it. Be your team
tonight. That was a first, ladies and gentlemen. The concert is officially over.
Can I get some tape, some gaffer tape?
I'm so sorry. Video will be collected.
Now, she got producers to tape it up right down the butt crack, and she just continued with some red tape on her yellow pants.
What a trooper.
Yeah, what a trooper.
I ran off stage humiliated.
Not her. Doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Think if you're that hot, you can split your pants and it's not like a problem. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just
like,
on.
You know, if you're under a 7 out of 10, it's like, look at that idiot that just split his pants.
Yeah.
You know?
At least she kept going.
Most celebrities wouldn't, though. They'd go off.
Run off.
They'd at least need another
costume change.
Surely, though, Katy Perry has a spare pair of pants.
Maybe.
But maybe not.
That matches the outfit that she's
wearing. Yeah, maybe not. Like,
she's the female Lenny Kravitz of her time.
Thank you, Jackson. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. Plus, we are playing 100K Wordplay very soon.
The Novos.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you.
You know what?
No, you're not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Just think of everything you could do with $100,000, and don't be boring with it either.
Oh,
like,
so good.
Splurge. You want to go to Cartier and buy a brand new bracelet or a watch? Go for it.
Yeah.
I think a Cartier watch is like 50 grand.
Yeah, you could just get that. Two of them.
Burn half matching, of it on a Cartier watch.
Get matching ones for you and your partner.
Yes, exactly. We're playing 100K Wordplay up next. Big thank you to EMF Fitness Centre Katara. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We need a contestant, though. 13, 10 and 9. All you got to do is match a word with Maddie, myself or Crevo. If you get it correct, you are in the draw to play for 100 grand. Plus, we'll even throw in a 2-week trial membership at EMF Fitness Centre Katara.
The Novos.
EMF Fitness Centre. Katara's largest 24-7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm shocked. Oh, my God.
UFM's 100K Wordplay.
I'ma do it again.
We're not doing this for much longer. I think is this week the last week?
Yeah, April 9 we are drawing this. Yeah. It's amazing.
Your chance to get in the draw to play for $100,000. All you got to do is match a word with Maddie, myself or Crevo. If you get it, you are in the draw to play for the money. Easy as that.
Yeah, that's so right. Good. Shall we meet our contestant now?
Let's do it. It is Renee from Wall's End. Good morning.
Good morning. How you going, guys?
Good. How are you, Renee? Oh, my God. Are you excited?
I'm really nervous because I'm not too good at this game.
Don't be nervous.
You're fine.
You got this.
We're behind you. Okay, Meg's got your word, Renee. Let's hear it, please.
All right. Renee, your word this morning is under.
Over.
All right.
Let's play.
Lock it in.
100K Wordplay now.
Okay, Renee, who do you want to hear from first? Maddie, myself, or Crevo?
I'll go Crevo.
Okay.
Foot. Oh, sorry.
No, all right.
Underfoot. That's what I thought of first.
All right, where are we going next?
Go Maddie.
Okay.
Over.
Yeah. Oh, yes!
Beauty!
Second go.
Well done, Renee. See that confidence? That confidence. All you're going to have is confidence.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You're welcome. You got a 2-week trial at EMF Fitness Centre Katara as well for getting
through. You're already a winner.
I got you, Renee. We're good.
Guys, have a good day.
Yeah, you too. How good's that? It makes me feel so much better because I feel horrible when they don't get in the draw.
I know. Hey, they're still winners, though, with that 2-week trial, which is fantastic.
Plenty more chances to get in the draw as well after 11 with Jackson.
Exactly right. Up next, though, Maths getting to the pointy end of things. There's still a couple of eps left, but we're catching up with Selena up next to find out all the goss, what's been happening on the show.
Yeah, well, her and Cody stayed together last night.
Which is good.
We actually spoke to Cody on Monday, didn't
Cody
we?
Cody was great.
He's beautiful.
Yeah.
We'll chat more to Selena from Maths next in UFM.
Maddie has had to go home.
Yeah, poor bugger. Get well soon.
He's just not feeling well.
No. Roast chook.
I know, that roast
chook. Never trust
chook.
It.
It was, maybe expired, who knows. Anyway, he's not feeling well. It's time to talk Maths, though.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Yeah, as we get to the pointy end, there's only a couple of eps left, so of course, it's getting real juicy,
it is,
isn't it?
Very, very much so. Seeing how the couples are actually really coming together at the end, or not coming together in some cases.
Yeah. It's always interesting because throughout the series, you sort of have your money on who's going to last and who's not.
Yeah.
And often it doesn't pay out that way. To tell us more about it is Selena. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm well. How are you guys?
Really, really well. Last night, you and Cody deciding to stick together. Very exciting.
Very cute.
Are you keen to like just head out into the real world and be a real couple without the cameras?
Oh, absolutely. I think this season, all the guys struggled really hard.
Yeah.
As you could see with, like, Mitch, Cody, like, literally all of them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think any of them had watched one episode of Maths. So I don't think they were mentally prepared for what was to come.
Are you a Maths tragic, though, in the past?
I am.
Okay.
I am. All my clients watch it. So it's like the talk of the salon, you know?
Yeah.
So you knew all about it. Did you?
I knew the ins and outs, yeah.
Did that give you, do you think, a strategy going in?
No, honestly, nothing can prepare you for the world of math. Like, it's It's full on.
Even though you are such a fan, how was it different to what you imagined?
Oh, it's just like you wake up and the cameras are there. You go to sleep and they're there. Like, you just can't have a moment to yourself. Like, it's called an experiment for a reason. It's like meant to challenge you in ways that you'd never imagine.
Now, watching your relationship on television compared to the other contestants' relationships, how do you feel yours and Cody's compared to some, I'm going to say train wrecks?
I reckon Cody and I could have just had the season to ourselves with the amount of drama.
Ups and downs.
There was so much that hasn't even been shown, so.
Definitely one of the cutest couples on this season, I would like to think.
Aw, thanks, guys.
What are you looking forward to in the couple of the episodes to come?
Oh, it's, you guys, just wrap yourselves in. It's going to be a full-on crazy ride. Like, if you think what we've seen already is explosive, like, just wait.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Before you went into this, were your relationships dramatic as well? Are you naturally a dramatic person, do you think?
No, I just get ghosted.
Oh!
I'm like, great, this date went amazing. Next minute, like, nothing.
Now, what's going to happen if Cody decides, like, a week down the track after it's all wrapped up to ghost you? What are you going to do?
Well, apparently, according to the articles, I'm now with Al. So.
Okay.
Do you believe those articles?
Do you guys?
You know what? I'll wait and see. This is what every Mouse contestant, when we ask about how the relationship's going, is they go, just wait and see. So we're just going to have to wait and see how that pans
out. We'll find out about it in the Daily Mail like a week after.
Exactly. Yeah, well, thanks for coming on, Selena. It's been really great. Can't wait to see how you and Cody go in the future.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Good luck with it all.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
For me.
No worries.
You're welcome.
There she is.
Mass back on Sunday, 7:30, I believe. 7, I believe.
Oh, yeah. There we go. A couple of eps left, and then it finally will wrap up. I keep thinking it's going to end, but it keeps going.
It seems to keep going and go, because I thought it finished on Monday.
And then there was one
last night. Now there's one on Sunday. I think there's another one next Monday.
It keeps sucking you back
doesn't it? It's never going to end.
Hey, traffic time now, and then I will get you news with Jess in just a couple of minutes here at New FM.
The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
All right, Kriva, you know how I love a good gig. I love, like, going to a nightclub, all that kind of stuff. There are certain things, though, that I don't know if I would do. And that includes going to a secret rave in a sewer.
Oh, you'd be there if the right band was there.
Right. What? Right band?
Yeah.
I thought you said the right man was there.
Oh, well, probably that too.
Maybe. But there's been an underground sewer rave in Tasmania.
Oh.
And they're investigating what actually went down because apparently it wasn't legal. I'm going to give you all the details next. Really incredible stuff.
For some reason, a sewer in Tasmania feels like it would be gross.
The Novos.
Now, this is the thing. I've never been, like, invited to a secret rave in my entire life. I don't know enough cool people for that.
Honestly, I've never been to one either.
No. So I've been to gigs, like, on boats and at, like, converted churches, like, gigs, but not secret raves. I find the idea of a secret rave absolutely fascinating. I don't know why.
I think it's all secret. You would go. I think you'd be into it.
But there was one that happened in Hobart on Friday night in the CBD. But when I say in the CBD, I mean underneath the CBD. So the Hobart police are looking into this. A secret rave. So it was all set up on this secret Facebook group.
Mm.
And you had to pay. What do you think the entry fee would be to a secret rave?
God. $30.
Try $1.
Oh, well, that's, okay.
$1 to go to a secret rave. So it was the unauthorized Rivulet Rave, which featured industrial techno acid trance music.
Is that a style you're into, Meg?
Look, it's not active on my Spotify, but a lot of people might be into it.
Yeah.
So the police, they're looking into this because apparently you were only provided the location of this secret rave once the transaction had gone through. The event included getting to this place. So it was an underground sewer in Tasmania. The problem is there's no direct access to this, like, to this part
of the sewer.
Oh,
so you had to go, like, open up a sewer grate like a Ninja Turtle.
No.
Slide down a ladder, was it?
No. So it included jumping council barriers and potentially avoiding security. to get into the rave that you paid a whole $1 to get into.
The whole thing sounds rather dodgy.
So apparently this sewer, it's not actually an operating sewer anymore.
Okay, that's good.
It was cleaned up like in 1843.
Right, so they haven't used it in ages.
No.
And there's obviously they're underground explorer types, aren't they, that love this sort of stuff.
I remember seeing an episode of like Law and Order SVU once where they did, not the rave thing, but they used to watch movies in these random locations. That you'd have to sneak into, and people would get all dressed up, like in old school, like 20s and 30s outfits.
Well, and being an SVU episode, surely someone had died.
Someone
right?
got murdered, of course. Hopefully, no one lost their lives at this secret rave.
Illegal rave.
Yeah, the Tasmanian police are looking into this because it was fully illegal. They shouldn't have been doing
it. Well, of course not. You can't just have a party in the sewers.
Sure, no one else is. Well, it's apparently, it's abandoned, but the whole idea of potentially avoiding security and jumping council barriers for a concert that you paid for.
Yeah, not allowed.
Kind of irks me.
Dodgy.
I've been tempted to jump a fence at a gig before when I've been broke.
Have you never done that?
I've never jumped
I would have thought you would have.
No. I've been let into gigs before without paying.
Really? Which ones?
At the end of the gig. So I took my niece, she was like 16 at the time, down to see 5 Seconds of Summer in Sydney.
Yeah.
And
without tickets.
No. She got in. And then at the end of it, they said, oh, is your daughter inside? I'm like, Yeah, she is. Oh, you can go in there. And I caught like the last 5 songs of the set. That's pretty much...
That's as close as you've gotten.
That's as close as I've ever gotten to sneaking into a gig.
I've never been the sneaking in type.
You're very much, I'll pay my way in.
Yeah, just pay for the ticket. See, like, how much is it?
My theory is, if I don't have to pay for a ticket to a gig, then
Free's better for you.
No. If I don't have to pay for a ticket, I can buy merch.
Oh, okay.
So I'm very much one or the other these days.
Right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, well, sounds like very exciting.
Yeah.
Very illegal.
Look, if there's any secret raves around
Newcastle...
Stay
out of the sewers.
Yeah, stay out of the sewers. If there's any secret raves around Newcastle, slide into my DMs.
Let Meg know.
I might join the party.
Yeah, you're newly single, looking for adventure.
Absolutely.
Just putting that out there.
Absolutely.
Hey, birthday lotto up next. I've just spun the wheel. We're looking for people born in April.
Awesome.
So if that's your birth month... $600 potentially up for grabs. 13:10:09 will play birthday lotto in minutes.
Are you serious?
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's birthday lotto.
Yeah, that's right. Looking for people born in April. If this is you, it's your chance at the money.
Yes,
how good, right?
$600. Oof. How good. Let's go to Christina in Swansea. Grandmother of four with one on the way. She's a gardener, does not think Don Burke is hot at all, and the Maldives is her bucket list destination. Wants to treat herself with the cash. We'll spend it on her birthday. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you might have heard that Maddie's gone home sick. He's had a bit of food poisoning. Do you have any tips for him? Because I know he's like... at home listening to the radio.
Oh, no
he can't
doubt.
Help himself.
No doubt.
Yeah, no. If you've got food poisoning, then you just have to just ride it out.
Oh, just ride it out.
Poor
you can do absolutely nothing about
absolutely.
It, is what you're saying.
All right, so you want to spend the cash on your birthday. What do you want to do for your birthday?
Well, I'd probably just like to have a nice dinner and my husband and myself. But maybe my
son
and his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Beautiful. That's
paper. Dinner.
Good dinner.
Absolutely.
$600. Go somewhere nice and fancy. Scratchleys or something.
Yeah, let's spin these balls,
all right,
shall we?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Oh, no, there's something.
Oh, no. Is the ball machine broken?
There's something wrong with it. Oh, you'll have to reach in manually and just grab
something.
One out.
All right, let's see if we can find it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Or were you born on April 11th?
No.
Oh,
too bad. Sorry.
Sorry, Christina.
No.
Better luck next time.
Yeah.
Thanks
well,
for hanging
$600
out with
up for grabs before 9 o'clock as well.
Yeah, another chance at it. Absolutely.
Yes.
News in just a couple of minutes, though, right after your traffic.
The Novos.
To wake you up.
I mean, copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
Mike.
concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
let's go. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on.
And how would you like to win $100 worth of meat to spend at Singo's? The great butchery there, great meat, always delicious, always good prices.
So good.
They don't undercut the farmers either, which is awesome.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is figure out between myself or Meg who is telling the truth.
And now, last week someone said, oh, Meg's the most trustworthy, and then they picked someone else, and yet... And I was telling the truth.
Yeah. Now, that may be a clue, maybe not.
Oh, who knows?
You never know.
Who knows?
As we play Would I Lie to You up next, 13:10:09, we need one contestant to be a human lie detector. Try and figure all of this out. Figure out who's telling the truth.
Who's the sneaky one?
Exactly right.
A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie to You.
Yeah, your job to unpick who is telling the truth, who is lying to you, who's fibbing. Of course, if you get it right and figure out who is the truth teller this morning between myself and Meg, you win yourself $100 to spend at Singo's Butcheries.
So good.
Which is awesome.
Fill the freezer.
Oh, exactly
right.
Fill
the freezer. Let's go to Jeff in Windale. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, we're doing really, really well. What's on for your Wednesday?
Not much. Having a lazy day.
Having a lazy day. Nice. What's a typical day look like for you apart from a lazy day?
Probably just a Netflix day, probably.
Yes, I like that. What are you binging at the moment?
Not much. I'll just scroll through and see what's on.
No, see, I can never pick anything. Like, I spend more time scrolling Netflix than actually watching something.
Yeah, okay, I've been watching that Arrow.
Good stuff. Well, what you got to do is pick between Crevo and I, who has a real item and who is telling you a fib. Who would you like to go first, myself or Crevo?
Yourself.
Okay, all right. So yesterday we had a lovely listener come in and they gave me a box of chocolates, which I thought was really, really nice, a box of Celebrations. Now, unfortunately for me, we left them in the studio overnight and our night's announcer, I think, has stolen half of them, unfortunately. So there's only one left. So it's a box of Celebrations, so it's got like the Snickers and the Mars bars and all that kind of stuff. There's one left, so we'll give it a bit of a shake.
As if that would get left here.
As if. So I'm going to open it up. And
Meg's saying
the final one that is left is a bounty, like the best one. So we'll unwrap. I'm going to steal the last one, Creeper. Just put it out there.
What she's doing now is crumpling some sticky tape in her.
She's delicious.
And fake eating now. But still pretty convincing sounding.
All right, Creeper, what have you got?
Okay, so obviously. You know, that sounds fairly convincing, but can be fake,
so
right?
Coconut is amazing.
Yeah. What I've got here, I grabbed this out of the van this morning because I knew we were playing this morning. I've got...
You're not that prepared.
Yes, I am. It's a tape measure, but it's broken. I need to chuck it away, but it's just been sitting in the front of my van. You can hear the mechanisms all messed up. And, yeah, so
you would
unfortunately,
never have a broken tape measure. You're in a business at the moment where you have to measure everything.
Yeah, because I've got like 20 tape measures. I always have tape measures.
So why would you keep a broken one in the van if you've got 20?
Well, because I just haven't thrown it away. It's a Stanley one, you know, the Fat Max, the yellow and black ones.
Yep.
It's one of those, and unfortunately, it has come to an end. They don't last forever. I should have bought like a Lufkin, but you know, I'm a bit cheap.
He's absolutely lying to you, Jeff. All right, have you got any questions for myself or Crevo?
No, I'm pretty sure I know who
it is. All right, who is telling the truth? Truth, Jeff.
I'm gonna get a box of chocolates.
That is
go to a box of chocolates. You are correct.
Congratulations, man! $100 worth of meat coming your way. All
from
thanks Singo. To Singo's.
How good?
Oh, beautiful! Thank you.
Told you I was an honest person.
You got that's true.
Now
that's
the only true. Unfortunate thing about that is I was actually telling the truth. There is nothing left in this box.
Who from the Knights Department?
Who from the Knights Department ate the rest of our chocolate?
Well, that's an investigation that only the security camera footage will tell us.
Aren't
we'll
lucky there's
later.
A vending machine in the
exactly right.
I'll go buy another chocolate. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Britney Spears has called out Justin Timberlake and her mother. I'll tell you why. Also, Cardi B
he's got a new hobby and I want to chat to you about it.
Okay, okay.
We love Cardi B
news. We love
news.
Cardi chat.
We'll do it after your traffic.
The Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Look, I have to admit, I love when Britney starts calling people out on her Instagram. She's done it again with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, and her own mother. Oh. So she's posted a classic Britney Spears video of her twirling around in a dress that she loves.
Of course.
Yeah. I am glad she's back on Instagram.
Is this
by the
one
way.
Where she was like in a suit, like in a borderline suit? I saw the other day. That was a little bit strange. That
no,
one.
No, this is a different one, and this comes after the 40-year-old got a calling last night from Jesus.
Of course, she
to post
did.
About how she feels betrayed for the past 2 decades. So she says her mother and Justin Timberlake have used and abused her for financial gain, and she is not happy about it. She says,
oh.
"Dear child, your mum had a serving with her book at the exact same time when you need her most. All for what? Fame and attention? I don't really." Understand what she's going on about.
Yeah,
but
she's a bit of a rambler sometimes. A little bit.
And she's back on Instagram, so we're going to get more of it. Tell Jesus that the bitch is back, apparently. Apparently.
I sometimes I do worry a little bit about her mental health.
Did.
I think she might be a little bit unhinged, but I'm hoping now she's
got the right people around
it's
her.
It's just released tension that she hasn't been able to release in 20 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be pretty mad if I was locked up since 2007 and sedated for most of my life.
Yeah.
You know?
You're forgiven for a few unusual ramblings.
I think the best are a little bit unhinged, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Most interesting celebrities are.
Look, she might calm down after the book comes out because she's going to get everything off her chest, like everything.
You got to think about it, right? She's trying to make back bank. So, like, if you have to act a little bit crazy to get people interested,
Do it.
She
do
knows
it.
What
she's
doing.
Oh, the hype around her book is going to be incredible.
$15 million book deal. That's before sales and endorsements and everything like that. That's a
book
lot of
tour.
Money.
The book tour alone, if she just read a couple of passages from the book, she could charge $300 a ticket.
Probably.
People would go.
Britney Spears' audiobook, she'd just trail off and be like, just a quick message from God.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do this first and fit it in. I know it's not in the book.
Message from God.
A little bonus for you.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Do you know what's really annoying?
What's that?
My computer's just frozen and I have the greatest Cardi B.
No, you know what? We will
ever.
Let you reset if you
we
have to.
We will wait.
We will wait for Cardi
right
B.
Now.
My
Here
God.
Here we go. Let me pull it up.
Okay. Anything Cardi B related, especially for Crevo, he's all for it.
All right, we're back in business.
We're back
fam.
In business. Beautiful. What's she doing?
I don't know. She's got this little live stream TV show on Facebook called Cardi Tries. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay, so it's just her going and trying new things. This time around, she's tried fishing.
What?
So amazing.
Wow.
So she's gone out deep sea fishing and she's had trouble baiting the hook.
So we're going to show you guys how to put the anchovies on.
Why can't the anchovies be dead?
Yeah, why they got to be alive?
That's why it's called live bait.
Oh, they're gonna, no.
You're gonna pin it on from the bottom of the jaw right through the top.
Oh my God.
I don't wanna do that.
I'm sorry.
I can't do it.
Oh my gosh.
Please, just do this with me.
Okay. There you go, you got it. All right, we got them. We're good.
I can't hook it with these damn.
It's the nails.
Chaotic.
You know what? I'd be in the same thing. The idea of sticking a hook in a live animal, like a fish.
I'm
on Cardi B's side on this.
I think I'll pay like $5 to watch Cardi B just trying to do deep sea fishing.
Well, you know what? Go on Facebook. I actually don't think I follow Cardi B on Facebook. Let me have a look. So, I don't think I follow her.
So does she? Is it all like outdoorsy activities, or is
all
it just anything?
Different types of things. From looking at it, Cardi Tries Fishing is the latest episode.
Okay,
and it goes.
Oh
for
my
20
god!
Minutes.
She's wearing like the orange, the life jacket, everything. Oh my god! What am I watching in the break? You know what I'm going to be watching.
Cardi Tries.
So essentially, what this is Cardi B's version of The Simple Life.
Yes, pretty much. And she gets her friends in to do little episodes with her.
But she's doing it for free. She could sell these.
Yes.
I don't think she needs the money.
Maybe
she's trying to build up like a series and then they get it done properly.
Maybe.
Oh, I love it.
I'm watching this later. That
I can't
is
wait.
This is magnificent.
Thank you, Jackson, for that great gift.
You are so welcome.
The Novos.
To wake you up.
No.
Together.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
And right after us, 105 commercial free with Jackson. What's on the way?
A bit of Dua.
Oh, yeah.
And Elton John. I love when Elton performs this.
No, I just love when you play Dua La Peep.
Dua La Peep.
Got some levitating in there by any chance?
Hey, it's one of the best activities to get into.
It's levitating.
Quiet out there, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hard to learn, man. You know, Kelly Clarkson.
Maddie's at home crying his eyes out.
Loves it.
He wants some Kelly.
Kelly Brian.
I don't think that's ever catching on. The OG American Idol. A bit of Ed Sheeran as well.
He's coming to the country very soon.
Yes, he is.
I wonder how tickets are selling. I'm going to suss that out later,
I think they're still available. I'm actually shocked that it hasn't sold out.
If that's the case, bit strange. He's already put second shows on, though.
Maybe people are just a bit wary that everything's, you know, people don't want to commit.
Look, all I'm saying is you're not going to miss, like, it's a good gig. Seen him live, great.
Always good.
Always good. Like, go and get tickets.
And don't be put off by the fact that it's in winter. Warm yourself on that firehead.
You're dancing. You're fine. You'll be dancing, having a great time.
Wear a jacket.
Exactly. Wear a jacket. You can take it off. It's fine. Remember, you can take control of our playlist now at newfm.com.au. Have a say in what stays and what goes. You could score 1 of 10 double passes to check out Blanc de Blanc Encore when the Spiegel Tent returns to Newcastle at Civic Park, March 31 to May 1st. We've got 10 doubles up for grabs.
Oh, great prize.
Great chance for you to win as well. Yeah. Like, not just one, but 10.
10 doubles.
You can get your tickets now from SpiegelTentNewcastle.com. Love it, hate it, rate it now at newfm.com.au to rate the music.
Oh, great stuff and a great prize in there. Hey, up next we are switching gears a little bit as we're talking about the Mind Matters Ball. And now, this was amazing last year, basically raising money for mental health awareness.
Are You Okay Day?
Exactly right. So this year the money's going to both Are You Okay and Lifeline.
Oh, amazing.
So both incredible charities that do great work.
Well, last year you nearly raised $50,000.
That's right.
So incredible.
It'd be great to beat it this year.
Yeah, that'd be so good.
We're going to be having a chat with Lockie McTaggart, who is essentially very, very deeply involved in this and setting it all up.
He spearheaded the Mind Matters
whole thing,
didn't he?
Exactly right. So we're going to have a chat to him and find out about a few things that are needed for this year that maybe you could help out with, and just to vibe on how the whole thing's getting set up, because it is this Saturday.
Oh, how good.
And we're all going to be hosting. So it's going to be fantastic. We'll talk more about it right after Justin Bieber.
We're
talking the Mind Matters Ball right now. This thing is so good and so important because the money being raised is going to such important charities.
Not to mention you get to have a great time with great people, great food, great music. Like, combine that with the fact that you're raising money for charity. Good night all round.
Exactly right. On the line now is Lockie McTaggart. Good morning, Lockie. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Morning. Doing really, really well. Very excited for this Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be good, hey.
Yeah, we are definitely pumped up for this. Of course, raising money for suicide prevention charities, Are You Okay and Lifeline. Now, you've spearheaded this whole thing. Tell us about what's going to be, you know, unique and special about this year's ball.
Well, we've always been really lucky with these ones. Like, I've held two events like this. Like last year we did the ball again and we dodged COVID pretty well each time. We've got heaps of awesome prizes this year. Business has been so generous. We've also had lots of individuals taking time out of their day to go around and gather prizes for us, so it's been really great. We've got live music, we've got a dance floor again, which will be awesome, and it's just one of the first events that we've had in ages, so it'll be good to sort of get out.
What are some of the big businesses that have really got on board this year?
So our sponsors, two of our major sponsors, we've got Alfabs Engineering and Real 365.
Yeah.
And we've got three minor sponsors. We've got Arik, the emergency vet, Lone Clothing Co., and Guardian Solution.
Oh, amazing.
That's so good.
Now, there's still some tickets available, and that's what we want to do here today, is try and get the last few tickets sold, right?
Yeah, so we stopped the ticket sales, but obviously COVID's coming around and there's a fair few people popping up that can't come anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we do have some spots available if people are interested in coming.
Excellent.
Yeah, so where do they access those tickets?
So they can jump on our Instagram page or Facebook and just get in contact with one of us. and then we'll set up that process from there.
So are you looking for any more donations or anything like that? If people can't attend the ball, how can they help out?
So there's a link on, in our bio to donate, to make a donation. Otherwise, if they can get in contact with us and they want to make a prize donation, they can do that as well.
Yeah, so okay. What kind of prizes are you after? Like, is anything there goes, or is there anything
any gaps
you would like to see if anyone's listening who can help out?
I think one of the coolest things that we've had this year is we get so many vouchers to small businesses, and I think it's good because it makes people go to those businesses, and yeah, they'll spend their little voucher, but they'll also spend more there, and then they'll get to experience that place and, you know, provide
a
business to that business.
Not to mention tell their friends, going, oh, I've checked out this business, I wouldn't have checked out otherwise, you should go there as well. Like, it's unbelievable, yeah, exactly. The promotion.
Yeah, it's a really good sort of excuse to get out there and start doing things again. You know, we haven't really been able to do that lately.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Well, this weekend, well, I'm actually really excited because I've never been to a ball before in my entire life, so I'm actually really excited.
Well, Meg, you're going to be one of the hosts, you know. So it's going to be fantastic. We're going to do the auction again, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is great.
We're doing all those sorts of things.
Lots what can we see? What can we expect to see at the auction? Can you give us a sneak peek, or are you going to keep that under wraps?
We have quite a few good little getaways.
Nice.
There's a really nice trip out on a boat up for the major raffle prize.
Sweet.
Around Lake Macquarie. Heaps of cool vouchers. So a couple quirky prizes in there. Guzman and Gomez donated something pretty cool, actually.
Oh.
We'll leave that for the night.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's cool.
Everyone loves Guzman.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. We can't wait for Saturday night. It's going to be incredible. It's going down at Next West's this Saturday.
Yeah, exactly right. So get on there and get some more tickets. Like, try and rebuy those tickets for the people that have missed, you know, can't go for obvious reasons. And let's try and raise as much money for these, like, super, super
let's
important
charities.
Let's
get over 50 grand this year.
Yeah, that's the goal. Yeah. Thank you, Lockie.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you Saturday.
See you on Saturday.
I know. What
exciting. Have you got your suit ready, Kruber?
Of course I do. Yes. I'm ready to go. I can't wait.
No idea what I'm wearing.
It's easy for guys.
I've got my hair appointment booked, but that's about it.
For guys, you just grab the suit.
You grab
and away
the suit,
you go.
Yeah. There's hair, there's makeup, there's
all that stuff.
Trying to find a pair of heels that I won't fall over in. It's great.
All to play for.
Yeah, birthday lotto is up next worth $600. Kruber, what month are we looking for?
Okay, I've spun the wheel and we are after August babies.
August. Okay, if you're born in August and you want to play birthday lotto for $600, we are taking your calls now. 13 10 09. Do it next.
The Novos.
Do this.
Wow. Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday.
Lotto. $600. Putting it out there. Easiest way to win money in Newcastle.
Yep.
$600 for someone who was born in August. We've just got to pull out a number, basically.
Good luck.
And give you some cash. Let's go to Scott in Blacksmiths. Works in banking, has 4 kids, loves the Great Northern, is prepping to jump out of a plane next month, and a holiday is what he wants to splash some cash on. Hey, Scott.
Hey, morning.
Morning. Good. Are you nervous?
Oh, always nervous. I just hope the right number comes out.
Nervous about jumping out of a plane.
Yeah, no. I want to win this money so I can go on a holiday.
Oh, I like that. I have to ask, have you ever jumped out of a plane before?
No, I'm more sensible than that.
wait. You're more sensible than that, but you're doing it anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that doesn't really match up with your mindset.
No, it doesn't. It's much more conservative.
What encouraged you to, like, even make the decision in the first place?
Well, it was one of those random presents you get when you turn 50 and your family think it's a great idea to throw you out of a plane.
Yeah, that's what they really think of you, isn't it?
Hey, where do you think you'll go on holiday if you get this cash?
Look, I'll probably go for somewhere close, actually. Might head down to Sydney and spend it locally, or stay here in Newcastle and make sure we spend it local.
Staycations are great. All right, let's get you some cash. Let's spin these birthday balls. We had to get a replacement birthday ball machine
in, actually.
Yeah, we got
the backup machine.
Because the backup machine, the other machine kind of died on us.
I know really annoying. Anyway.
Let's see if it works. Oh.
Yeah.
It's still pretty good.
It's not as good, but it's pretty good.
All right. Scott, were you born on the 2nd of August?
No, the 19th.
Oh, nowhere near. Bugger. Sorry. Well, you have fun jumping out of that plane, all right?
I know. Scott's already got a great life.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's doing good.
You can still do a staycation, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's really easy to do.
Oh, it's us. Yeah, done and dusted.
Done and dusted. 105 minutes commercial free up next with Jackson.
Yeah. I like this. Fresh from Bastille.
So good. It's real. The first time I heard it, I'm like, okay. Now it's like, yeah.
It's good. Yeah, I'm vibing good. It.
It's called Back to the Future. Do you remember this?
I remember the uncensored
from
version.
Lloyd, I know.
Oh,
how could you forget?
All I'm going to say is there was a very attractive guitarist in the video for this I've never forgotten.
Really? Oh. Does he have a tattoo by any chance?
I think he does.
Just one or two?
Looks very, like, 40s, 50s, with the suspenders.
Pluck on me G-string and all that.
Oh, my Lord.
He's a good guitarist.
Yeah, his guitar skills are impeccable. I promise that you'll never
find another like. I'm going to do Taylor Swift as well.
Very good.
A bit of Swizz. Yes. Beautiful.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Yes. Hopefully Maddie's feeling better tomorrow as well.
Yeah, he was not well.
He was not well. So basically, just to put it out there, during the songs, he was on the floor.
Lying down.
Covering his eyes. I tried to find him a pillow because he had food poisoning after degree bought a reduced to clear chook from Coles yesterday. Now, whether it was the chook, I don't know. Maybe. Do you reckon he had a couple of beers?
No, I don't think so. No, I just think he was... Like that, the look on his face.
He didn't look
was
well.
A man who had eaten the wrong food.
Yeah, well, hopefully really, he's really back hard. Tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully he's feeling better. Yeah. Sending you the good vibes, man.
Yep.
Well, that's us done and
We're
dusted.
Done.
Enjoy the rest of your day. See you tomorrow.
Bye.